A one-of-a-kind law initiative will benefit students, faculty, and Texas communities. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cranford, and this is Academic Cast, brought to you by Texas Tech University. A clinical program at the Texas Tech School of Law, called the Caprock Regional Public Defender Office, will provide representation for indigent and juvenile defendants in underrepresented Northwest Texas counties. Donald Yandell, Chief Public Defender for the office, talks about the program.
Not too long ago, they discovered there was a certain area, some areas in the state that have a lower percentage of appointment for indigent defense. And the Texas Association of Counties got together with the Task Force on Indigent Defense and decided to try to get a grant for a group of counties, rural counties, to band together and hire someone to run a public defender's office. The end of October, Dickens County, which is the county that requested the grant, signed a contract with Texas Tech to develop this public defender's office.
Currently, 11 Northwest Texas counties are represented, and it is anticipated that number will increase to 16 counties by the end of the year. Experienced attorney instructors and law students from Texas Tech will staff the office. There are many benefits for all who are involved.
We're given the county's opportunity to do what they, I'm sure, really want to do, which is to help their citizens be able to comply with the Constitution, Sixth Amendment. It gives the clients the opportunity to have a zealous advocate in their favor and have someone that really tries to help them out and do what they can for them. Primarily, as far as the university is concerned, university is not only doing this community interest function for these small rural counties, but it's also given the students the opportunity to get real-world experience and to know what they're doing. We're hoping that when a student walks out of this clinic at the end of their third year, that they can open their own office and run a criminal defense practice from day one.
The office also will use secured teleconferencing equipment provided by the Texas Tech School of Law Library and Computing to communicate with the jails and courthouses in the counties, thus cutting back on travel costs. Texas Tech's College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources has named an interim dean, Dr. Michael Gallion, Horn Professor and Thornton Distinguished Chair in Beef Cattle Nutrition and Management. He will take on the role effective July 1st. Current dean, Dr. John Burns, is retiring this year. The next Integrated Scholar segment features Dr. Rob Glover in Texas Tech School of Art. Here's Provost Bob Smith with more.
Dr. Rob Glover is a professor of jewelry design and metalsmithing in Texas Tech School of Art. Dr. Glover is known for his exemplary teaching, mentoring, research, and craftsmanship. In fact, his own work is displayed in numerous museums, including the Victoria and Albert in London, the Smithsonian, the Dallas Museum of Art, and the Art Institute of Chicago.
I'm fortunate enough to have work in a lot of great museums. That was one of my goals early when I was a kid. I went to the Art Institute of Chicago, and I stood between those two lions on, I think it's Michigan Avenue, and I said, I want to have a piece in that museum someday. Well, now I have three pieces in that museum. 100 years from now, that work will still be there, and I'm really proud of that. I really like that. For me, it's feeling like I'm part of history.
Dr. Glover's interest in art began in high school, but his focus on types of artwork changed during his time in college.
My high school art teacher, his name was Bud Brown, and he was very inspirational. And jewelry was a component in our classes. We only had one art teacher in our high school. He introduced us to jewelry design and metalsmithing. I had no idea what it was. And I really liked it. Originally, I went to college to be a sculptor, and then I went to ceramics, and I ended up in jewelry because jewelry design and metalsmithing is a field where you can do everything.
While most artists focus in one area, Dr. Glover is interested in many areas of art, from hollowware to jewelry to sculptures. And his research in these varied areas informs his teaching, which has been equally diverse.
I teach from beginning to graduate. And I think that's really important because you have to be in there with the freshmen. I've taught for 23 years, and the thing that just blows my mind is how each generation is different. And each generation has needs. Each generation is different than the prior generation. And that was one thing when I started out I did not expect. And you as an instructor have to adapt to their environment as well as they have to adapt to you. That's why I became a college professor, was because I want to be learning right with my students. They keep me young and I keep them grounded. I have experience, they have tenacity, they have drive, they have ambition, they have desires to succeed and be in the field. And I hope we feed off of each other's energies.
Dr. Glover's faculty work extends beyond research and teaching, as he is involved in several service projects that engage young people in art. In fact, one of these projects, the Saturday Morning Art Project, is a program established in 1980 that Dr. Glover currently coordinates.
We have gifted and talented high school students come to campus 7 to 10 Saturdays a semester, and they come out and they learn about the university. They learn not to be afraid of the university. They have questions. We show them what a big, wonderful, imperfect thing that it is. Because I've found that people think the university is perfect. They believe the stereotypes that a university is, oh, the ivy-covered walls and everything's perfect and the professors know everything. One of the goals there is to teach them how to have a career in art, because we don't believe in poor, starving artists, and also how to navigate through the university.
Above all, Dr. Glover strives to instill in others, from college to high school students to other members of our community, the importance of art in our heritage and culture, including the fact that different people appreciate art in different ways. Commenting about the local environs, Dr. Glover proclaims that Lubbock is a great community for the arts.
Lubbock's amazing. I've been here 23 years, and what has happened here in 23 years is just phenomenal. The arts are beginning to very strongly be appreciated, and our 1% for art on campus is phenomenal. Other institutions are looking at us, and I think that's great. I think we're no longer wanting to be like other universities. Other universities are wanting to be like us.
Dr. Glover's passion for art, his commitment to excellence in teaching and reaching out to help others understand art, all make him a great faculty member at Texas Tech. Moreover, his extraordinary abilities to bring his research, teaching, and outreach together make him an integrated scholar. We are grateful to him for his leadership and his dedication to students of all ages and in varied settings. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. Dr. George Iber, Associate Dean in the College of Arts and Sciences and Professor of History at Texas Tech, has co-authored a book set to come out next month. The book, titled Latinos in U.S. Sports, A History of Isolations, Cultural Identity, and Acceptance, is a complete analysis of the history of Hispanics and Latinos in U.S. sports. Dr. Iber recognized a need for the book through his research, which is heavily focused in this area.
Now, if you go into the field of sport history, there's a lot of stuff on African Americans, Native Americans, and various other groups, but very little had been done on Latinos. So I started doing research on high school sports, primarily football, down in South Texas, published a few more things on that, and became very familiar with some of the folks in the field, some of the researchers who do that type of work in sports history.
The book is published by Human Kinetics, a leading publisher in the field of sports studies. I'm Leslie Cranford for Academic Cast.